Hi, instead of our usual silly intro, we're going to make an announcement.
Yeah, you know our V12 limos that we drove across Ontario and Quebec in a trip that involved no break-ins whatsoever? Well, right now, they're up for auction on Cars and Bids.
Yeah, we should clarify, they didn't get broken into.
Right.
And they're perfect. In fact, we've de-wrapped them, we've cleaned them up. So if you want an amazing V12 S-Class or a pretty cool 7 Series Alpina add-ons,
so sick,
they could be yours if you go there and bid now.
That's it then, there's no sketch or anything?
No sketch.
Nothing funny happens?
No.
That's depressing.
You're watching Throttle House. I'm Thomas.
And I'm James.
And I think that if you're shopping in the over $100,000 sports car market, you should buy an LC500.
This is the brand new 992.2 911.
You see how James just sort of ignored me there? Like he's in his own video driving a 911? Yeah. That's because he's worried that in this price category, he's in for a proper fight. Because both of these cars come with immaculate exterior form, two doors, feisty engines, fancy badges, six-figure price tags, and yet, they're quite different. One, provided by the fine folks at FAF here in Toronto, thanks guys, is an ever-evolving icon of over 60 years. The other is already a modern-day classic in many people's eyes. So we thought, why not take to the little bit of gradient that Ontario, Canada has to offer and play with both? Starting with the one that does the most growly growly vroom vroom. If you're new to Throttle House, we do car reviews, track tests, and quite a lot of messing around. So subscribe and enjoy the show. Every time I get into an LC500, I say to myself, why have I not been doing everything I possibly can to own an LC500? Because this is one of the greatest sport grand touring cars available today. And when I say greatest, I don't mean the best. It's actually probably the worst, objectively. It isn't that quick by modern standards. The shifts are kind of dull and the suspension is a bit sloppy, but Lexus doesn't care. Lexus isn't interested in chasing horsepower numbers or chasing track times or any of that stuff. They are completely aware of what this car should be used for. It's a car that you get in and it makes you feel good. It sounds brilliant. Come on, a car that goes off the rev limiter like that. They know what they're doing. They're saying, screw it. We're not interested in actually going head to head with the 911. We're not actually interested in going head to head with some AMG GT whatever. Who cares? They barely changed it in like the 10 years that it's been on sale. Yeah, okay, they added a underbody strut brace or something this year, which you can't feel, and I don't think changes the performance at all. It still drives kind of big and soft. They just said, screw it. Enjoy the sound. Enjoy just enough power
and enjoy being a little bit different. You can still turn up to a business meeting in one of these, but maybe you're wearing lace underwear and you're not going to tell anybody. I love the way that it makes you feel. You sit in here with this kind of LFA-style cockpit, this swoop of this door coming up beside you, Alcantara trimming everywhere, and you just, you're not in a normal car. It feels like it costs way more than it does. If you pretend that you're in the late 90s, when this amount of horsepower would have been shocking, you feel like you're in a $300,000 car driving this thing. It's just so good. And in this category of car, I don't think there's anything else that you should buy.
Okay, I just want to prove something to myself. Sport response. Launch control. Yeah. So Porsche claimed that this can do 0 to 60 miles an hour in 3.9 seconds with the sport chrono, which this has. Except I just did it in 3.55. That's almost half a second quicker than they claim. And that defines what this car is. It doesn't need a shouty exhaust like the LC500. It doesn't need aggressively giant wide hips like the Vantage, because this is a car that excels at things without boasting about it. It is the quintessential standard upon which all other sports cars are measured for a reason. I think there's more nuance going on here, I will say. Thomas prefers the LC500, fine. And I think there's two different lifestyle choices. That is very much a grand tourer. Thomas likes when things deviate from the 911, okay? In the past, we have called it water. But that is because it is the standard. It's like going to a burger bar that's famous for burgers and then ordering a lasagna because that's what you fancied that day. If you want a sports car, this is it. And I don't want to use the word base because it undersells this car. This is just the Carrera. And unlike the LC500, which has all its weight over the front, this has the engine in the back, which means when I floor it, despite being just two-wheel drive, it has traction. I'm attracted to this car as well as attracted to it. The LC only has one of those things. This Carrera benefits from the old GTS's intercooler and turbos. It is so quick. I'm starting to wonder why you would even want the S or the GTS, which is monstrous. And then there's a turbo, and then there's a Turbo S. What speeds are people trying to chase here? You're into illegal speeds so quickly in this. Like, yes, you can't make the rears spin that much. But if you're someone that can't stand the volume of your TV being anything other than a 5 or 10 interval, this is perfect. And yes, there is more drama to a Vantage or the LC500 or an F-Type. But there is a reason that the Monstars didn't win in Space Jam. It's because despite the pizzazz and the theater, they didn't have the recipe required to be a winner. What you lose in theater, you gain in confidence in this car. The driving position is perfect. The steering weights up beautifully. It feels light. Not as light as a Cayman, but this weighs about the same as a Lotus Emira, which happens to, by the way, be almost 1,000 pounds lighter than the Lexus. When Thomas drives a car that's gained 1,000 pounds, M5, he claims it to be ruined. The 911, even in this Carrera form, is the super bright lights they turn on at the end of a nightclub night that shows everyone else's imperfections that you might have otherwise missed. Basically, you cannot go wrong with one of these. Oh, the confidence, the precision crafted engineer. What have you got?
I'm sorry, you pulled up in lukewarm water.
Actually, this is a vanadium gray martini.
Confidence is not what... You know what I have confidence in? I have confidence that after a cup of coffee, I'm going to take a shit at exactly the same time every single morning, right? This car is the personification of opening up a window in your house, but the air conditioning's on, so you go, I better not, and then you close the window.
This car
looks at people that are wearing black shoes and a brown belt and goes, are you nuts? That's what this car is to me.
I think you're speaking to consistency, reliability. You know you can push this thing
over here for a second.
It's always going to be the
same. Just come over here and just come stand right here. Just come right here, right here. Come
here. Yeah.
And smell. Go. What do you smell in this area of the car?
Fuel.
Yeah. Because it's been spitting fuel into the exhaust and making a lot of noises as I sit on the rev limiter. Because it's fun. It's fun. This car doesn't care. And it's funny because you say precision, but Lexus is also all about precision.
Right.
But it's a different type of precision. It's almost, it has like Italian vibes, the LC500. It's not actually that quick. It's not nearly as good as this in any way.
You got almost 100 horsepower more.
This does?
Yeah, but it's slower because it's fat.
Again, it doesn't matter. You ask Lexus how much horsepower it has, and they go, I don't know, whatever it had when it came out 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's old.
Right, it doesn't matter.
So I've been living with the LC500 this week.
Yeah. Right?
Thomas always gets to live with them. It was my turn.
And?
All the old people in my neighborhood absolutely love it. Okay?
Because they've been around the block and they know what matters. You see, life is short and it's about having fun.
I feel old driving this. I was doing my daily listen of Stacey's mum this morning, Fountains of Wayne, and I felt like I was perving on a younger lady for the first time. And the whole point of Stacey's mum is that she's older. That's what this car does to me. Also, the Copper Crest Metallic does it no favors. That with the tan interior, this is the worst spec LC500 I ever did see.
And sound like an old man. And weirdly, I would still take it in this horrible spec, which I agree about, over this. Because a gray 911...
I covered
it's
a gray.
It's literally PH7.
When I first moved to Toronto and I used to walk to work, there was a gray 991 GTS. So that was naturally aspirated.
Yeah.
And it used to go past me and I went, one day.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. There's a couple of these around where I live growing up too. And they were all owned by like physicians and dentists.
Well,
right?
Hang on, we got in trouble because last time we said this, that was for retired dentists.
It is.
And someone commented.
No, the convertible one is.
Someone commented saying that they had one and they are a dentist, but they're not retired. So we were wrong.
We were wrong.
We were wrong.
That's fair.
I would get this in the convertible. I think the exhaust is so much easier to experience. The exhaust is the best thing about this car.
It's really the only thing about the car is the exhaust.
The interior. We'll talk about the interior.
But you're
not giving the 0.2 the credit it deserves because Porsche say that this new design is a much sharper look than the previous before the facelift, and it does look completely different.
Like the exterior is different.
It is a bit different. Yeah.
Oh, this is the 0.2.
This is the 0.2. Slightly different air dam here.
See, I didn't notice and because it's looked the same for decades.
It does look very similar. The LC hasn't changed.
Yeah, because it doesn't, why would you
tell
bother?
Me about those underbraces? How are the underbraces doing?
You can't feel them, who cares? They didn't, you know what? They probably could have added them, wrote it in the press release, no one's gonna check.
No one's gonna check.
No one's gonna check. Let me show you my engine, okay? Can I show you?
Yeah.
Because, listen, a naturally aspirated V8 needs to be celebrated.
Yeah, it's God's gift.
Yes.
At least
I like the little Lexus, by the way, on the top of the door handle. You ever seen that? That's really neat.
I like that this is going to make us see less of this Copper Crest. This is the color of the little bit of blood, speckled blood, left on the dentist's glove at the end of their day's work.
Oh, and they poke you in the gums and say you're not flossing well enough.
That looks okay.
Yeah, but you can see the engine.
You know what? That's like sometimes women in a bikini.
Where are you going with this?
Do you know what I mean? Like the mystery. is the attraction. Uh-huh. So while I take you over here to my slightly redesigned rear hood here by the lights, because there's more strakes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's floored, speechless.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's go look at some pretty interior stuff that the Lexus has.
Okay.
Oh, it smells of fuel in here. What did you do to this car?
I'm sorry.
You know what you can't do to
admittedly, that might be a problem and not just the style of the car.
Yeah. 911, never let you down. Asterisk.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice in here, isn't it?
Yeah. So, for the money, I don't think there's anything on sale that can make you feel like this car does. Like, from in here, like, this is such a brilliant and unique design. When it came out, it looked incredible, and today it looks incredible.
I agree. I think the only place it dates is the gauge cluster, the black levels, and the fonts are a bit old-fashioned.
Yeah, but the gauge cluster itself was so good then.
Yeah, because it's still, does that.
It moves. Like
it moves!
You can't
Why is that
it?
Such an old... It physically moves. And when I've been driving this, I've been putting it into Sport Plus.
Yeah.
So it goes like that.
Yeah.
And it's like pulling your hat back before you do something aggressive.
I don't know. It is one of the coolest gauge clusters ever. And now we don't have to worry about the stupid little touchpad because, well, yeah, last year, I think, they changed this to the latest infotainment.
Yeah, well, some people were upset because it is no longer part of the design. It feels like a bit stuck on.
It is a bit stuck on.
It's not as bad as some cars.
It doesn't bother me because we still have the rest of the design language.
Yeah.
And there are some upgraded materials in here.
Yes, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where they are.
Couldn't tell the difference.
No.
Somewhere they are.
But they're upgraded.
They were already very good. The paddle shifters are theatrical. There's fun. The Shrek ears are still here looking good.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot to love in here. And I tested the back seats in this.
Because that was pointless, but go on.
No, yeah. I can squeeze into them.
Really?
Which is more than I can say for the 911.
There you
like,
go.
Like an adult can be in this for a minute to get somewhere. In the 911, they all get out without their legs. I needed more help than I care to admit to get out of this car. I think there are weird things going on. Like the carbon fiber door seals, the carbon fiber roof just does not match the personality of this car. It's already well over 4,000 pounds.
No.
Just be the fat Grand Tourer you were born
to be. I think I agree with that. I think the carbon fiber is like, thankfully there isn't a ton of carbon fiber in here. They've avoided it, right?
Yes.
But I don't know, like this, the color of the interior, the brightness and the specialness of it, it's daring and it shows you that interiors need not be piano black or black leather.
I was going to say, the lack of piano black in here, it keeps it so clean.
Yeah.
And it will age so well here. This bit will age perfectly.
Yeah.
You can get in this in 20 years, you're not going to complain. You're going to be like, oh.
No.
Buttons.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, we can blat on about this as much as we want. Bleat?
If you're a sheep.
We can bleat on about this as much as we want, but this is what everybody should be doing. Timeless button interiors.
That starts me off on a bit of a back foot. Let's go look at the new 911.
Okay. Now we've lost the little turny thing for the key bit.
There is a button now, yes.
That's the wrong direction.
It was not a real key. Yeah, I miss it a bit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to decide if I care, because I know people care, and
It was unique to Porsche, though.
Having
a turn over there.
Yes.
I enjoyed it.
All right. I'm gonna go on the attack, because it's the best form of defense.
Go.
There's piano black. Get over it. The gauge cluster is now a screen. Get over it.
Uh-huh.
But that means you can see all the dials. Beforehand, you missed the first and fifth dial.
Yes, but beforehand, we did have an analog tack.
You did.
And it was way better.
No, this is well done.
No. It's very well done, but I just missed the analog tack.
Fair enough.
Just saying.
This is not a particularly exciting spec. It is just a bit dark, but if you want to save some money, because you can spend a fortune doing the exclusive manufacturer leather stuff, this is a cost-saving exercise.
Yeah, I think it's weirdly German getting in here, getting out of that, right?
Yes.
Like, that's all, like, swoops and crew, and this is just like,
Yeah, but there is a feeling, with that comes a feeling of intense quality, right? Like these buttons.
Intense quality. Oh my God, the quality. Oh, it's still the quality.
It just, everything feels tactile and beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. No, the clicks are fantastic, genuinely.
Fantastic clicks.
Yes.
I think we can agree on that. And that's probably, that's, otherwise it's not, it's not that different in here.
Yeah, no, it's not.
And
I like it. Listen, I really enjoy Porsche interiors, and the best part about them is the driving position, or at least the adjustability of it.
Absolutely.
It's pretty much the only car, I think, that's available on sale where I can put the seat too low.
Right. Well, there you go. See, because it's proper sports car.
Yeah, proper sports car, proper sports car.
We get the little shaver shifter because it's not a GT car. Those get the fake lookalike manual shifters.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't really care.
Once you're in drive, it's fine.
Here's the thing about a 911 is that they're incredibly customizable.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And the coolest part about the 911 experience is, I think, speccing one. Like picking exactly what you want, and it arrives.
You can
finally
go absolutely overboard. There was a spec of a 911 ST floating around recently.
I saw that.
That was intense and did make me want to tear my eyes out.
Yeah, but you can, and they will, and that's fine. And I really like that about it. But the thing is that if I were to get a 911, I think what I would do is I would go as base as humanly possible.
I wonder if the T is up your alley.
I've always been interested. I like the little shifter.
Yeah,
the wooden, little wooden shifter. Yeah. I think that's cool. I think it feels more stripped out, more pure.
But it's still turbocharged, which is one of the issues.
Yeah, that bothers me from an ownership perspective. But from a performance perspective, I've never really had an issue with it because it is very effective in the way that it delivers. We recently were at a friend's track day, right? And we drove a very base 911 on the track. And it was perfect for that because it... All day long, you beat the crap out of it. And it was just like, yeah, whatever, I'm a Porsche.
Exactly. Right?
And it was great for learning the track. You felt like you could really lean on it. Like, that's what it does best. But if you wear a little puffy vest and you work downtown,
no,
you don't need. Why do you? You don't need the extra precision in the forget the fun one.
I agree.
Lacy underwear.
I agree. For all the quality, this is a fantastic car, but it doesn't appeal to the emotional side
at all.
So if you're looking for that, the LC is the winner here. But would you rather have the car from which the entire lineup of a brand bases itself on, drives like a 911, isn't that far off of a 911, has 911 characteristics, or do you want the one where the brand that specializes in big SUVs gave a sports car a go?
Yes, I want that one because that's
the
one.
Oh, he's got nothing to say.
No, I do. Listen. No, watch this. You ready? I want that one because I want that one because the brand went, screw it. Let's do something ridiculous.
I know. I love it. I love it.
I knew it. Yes. I love it. This whole video was pointless. You see? You tried so hard.
I respect this. I love that.
Thank you. Thank you. And good night.
So, there we have it. The old brain says 911, heart says LC500. PP says I should probably call her back. The 911 is pricey now, and the base Carrera name sells it short of its real, quite massive performance, but not of its emotion, or mild lack thereof. But that's fine. That's fine. This is just where the 911 begins, and Thomas's perceived beigeness towards the 911 has a cure. More 911s. And so, expect a video in the near future where I throw more 992.2 trims at him, including the T that he so willingly says he'd likely take a fancy to.
As for the LC500, well, James said that you can't go wrong with a 911, which is maybe true, but sometimes when you do deviate, you can go very right, and save a bunch of money in the process. Yes, the LC500 lacks precision and power in comparison, but for the road, it's more than plenty, and it earns every bit of praise that it gets. And even James can't deny that sound. So who cares what the young whippersnappers and their fancy hip-hop music think? The LC500 is naturally aspirated V8 luxury charm at its best. And if you have a taste for big-engined modern classics, then you might want to throw your hat into the ring with one or both of our V12 beauties, which as of this video's release are now live on Cars and Bids, a place where it is completely free to sell. And they're listed at no reserve, which means someone is taking them home no matter what price they hit. They've been de-wrapped, cleaned up, and for those that might be upset that the exhausts are back to stock, with each car, we'll throw in the straight-piped option just in case the new owners may want to hear those V12 scream. So go to Cars and Bids. The links are in the description. Good luck.
Hi. Instead of a usual silly intro... No. Apparently we live in Mississippi in July. Ready?
Yep. Yeah.